Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Dave Novak checks in every Friday morning to preview our high school game of the week, and it's a big one. This Friday night is North and South get together on the South side. North trying to fight through the difficult part of their early schedule, and South trying to put the pieces back together after some injuries.
2 straight years where their best opponents on their schedule have been their first 4 opponents, so it's a rough way to get in there. And I think last year it really took its toll on the team. But this year, even though they're coming off a 49-0 loss at Columbus North, they still seem to have a lot of positivity behind them. They're looking forward to this. I think they flushed that game against the Bulldogs last week really quickly because they knew South was coming in. And it's a little different attitude this year on the North side, and it's because they're better physically up front, so they can really stand up to their opponents a lot better than they did last year.
The South Panthers have had some issues with some injuries. They've had some position switches. You can just kind of check off all the boxes here. Special teams. This hasn't been one of Mo Moriarty's greatest starts, but the South Panthers always seem to rally and get better as the season moves on.
Coaches don't like to make excuses, but if you look back at last year's South offense, they had 4 kids in particular that set records for single seasons, whether it was Gavin Yeske and some passing records. Christian Paycheck had the best rushing season of all time at South High School, yards and touchdowns. And then both the receivers, Chris Bamba and Luke Jaeger, set receiving records, both tops in the yardage and in catches. And, you know, Jaeger had graduated, so you're already without him. Chris Bamba hasn't played it down, and Christian Paycheck basically only played the first quarter at Brownsburg before he went out hurt. So it's all fallen on Gavin Yeske, and a lot of his weapons haven't even been able to play.
Cougars, Panthers on the South side tonight. Chalk Talk 6:30, the kick at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana football takes the show on the road for the first time in the regular season with new coach Tom Allen at the controls. They head to the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Well, sort of. It is the ACC. It will be a challenge. It's the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Saturday, 3:30 on ESPNU. Coach Allen talked about what he sees from UVA's defense that the Hoosiers need to be aware of.
The defensive coach, I've always watched Brigham Young's teams play and how they play defense, and they're so aggressive and well-coached, very disciplined, and very multiple, you know, in the looks that they give, especially in the back end, you know, just all sorts of different combinations and exotic pressures and just, and coach, their head coach is defensive coach too, and that's what he's the one kind of orchestrating all that. So they give you a lot of challenges because they're hard to run the ball on by structure. That's kind of how they're built. And then when they force you to throw, then they try to give you and try to confuse you with the multiple looks. And so they've had a lot of success with that, you know, and that's why last year, even though they didn't have the record I'm sure that they wanted, majority of their games were very, very close. You know, they're very, very tight games against good teams, you know, and went to Duke and beat Duke, you know, on the road last year. And so when you play good defense, they're going to be good on special teams, then you're going to have a chance. They control the ball pretty well and they have a good quarterback. So it's a good combination. It's a good football team.
The Hoosier passing game threw for over 400 yards last week. We'll see if they can get the running game started this week. And takeaways, none for the defense against Ohio State in the opener. I have a feeling that's going to change as well. ESPNU, 3:30 Saturday afternoon in Indiana and Virginia. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.